Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he what? Pleased God. Verse 6 is my scripture of emphasis. Can we read it together? 1, 2, ready, go. But without faith, it is impossible. Say after me, impossible. I didn't hear you. Say after me, impossible. What is impossible? Impossible. Define impossible for me, Selim. Define impossible. Impossible is impossible. Let's make the definition short. Impossible is impossible or not possible or can't be possible. Just go to possible. Cancel it. Just go to possible, put it in the opposite direction. You know what it means? It means that you can actually make an attempt. Just that it can't happen, it can't happen. I was reading a scripture. How many of you have read that scripture? Where the Bible said, the Bible said, with God, what? I don't understand again. But the Bible is saying, watch. But the Bible is saying here that without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please God. Let me leave you to ponder, because if we go there, I will not touch my scripture. Huh? Mr. Samuel Joshua. If we touch it, we will not be able to go far. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. My teaching today starts from that last phrase. And that he is a rewarder of them that what? I didn't hear you. That what? I thought all seekers are seekers. I thought it's just enough. You know, have you heard people that tell you that, have you heard this before? That is not about the how many hours we prayed. How many of you have heard it? It's not about fasting too much. It's not, you know, about studying Bible, filling your head with Bible. Let me make an attempt to explain two things for you now, so that it will be a foundation for where we are going, so that you understand that the problem with people is that they are using their finite mind to understand the multifaceted oppressions of God, and this multifaceted oppression is hinging on one fact, that the person of God retains eternity, and the frame of God, his frame of reference, also retains eternity. So it is not two-dimensional. It's not even three-dimensional. That is why men like David Yonggi-cho wrote a book and called it Fourth Dimension. And actually, when you read Fourth Dimension, the fourth dimension is simply talking about faith. He's trying to tell you that the fourth dimension is what? Faith dimension. It's meaning something, that
for you to actually understand some of the statements that is in the scripture, you will have to be taken out of time and brought to eternity. Because the person making the statement is not speaking from time. He's speaking from eternity. Your capacity to grasp what he's saying will be sufficient. It will just blow your mind. It's not because you are bad. But when the angel Gabriel came to a virgin Mary that have not slept with anybody before and said you will be pregnant, she said, how now? It's not a how that is hinging on the fact that she's doubting God, but because it has never happened before. It's an impossible presentation. Procedure. It's not possible. I mean, who talks, who says that? Normally she should laugh. Huh? But she didn't laugh. She felt that this personality coming must be somebody to listen to. Yet the proposal, how? I came to you now and said, in 9 months time you will give birth to a male child. What will you say? Are you getting the point? How? Because your physiological makeup, your anatomy does not allow for that. It is not as if it's in the case of Elizabeth, her anatomy can, just that she has passed the stage. Are you getting the point? But her anatomy can. But when you turn to a man and say, in 9 months, Jasper, Umejima, in 9 months. You know, because of some of us, yeah, when I say it, you know, it won't be so strange, because you say the spirit gives birth and we bet things in the spirit. I say in hospital, in teaching hospital, they will collect 2 children from you. You will say, how? What you say is that, nah, that Bab, it be like Baba, take jumbo size, jumbo. there is jumbo, because you will just say yes, because probably you cannot challenge. That was the case of that virgin called Mary. Everything that she knows as a man or any man has known before that time defies that kind of oppression. Meanwhile, when she asked the angel how, the angel asked him, told her what? The Holy Ghost. Say after me what? The Holy Ghost. I didn't hear you. Say after me what? The Holy Ghost. So it will mean that this thing that we are saying, that we study in school, or study, and say the medical doctors will say is like this, is because the Holy Ghost have not entered. When the Holy Ghost enters, he brings a realm, not because what you are saying as a medical doctor is not a standard using human manifestation, human physiology, human anatomy is correct, but from where there somebody is sitting somewhere and is not seeing something in 3D. And that person told you that a virgin will be pregnant, and you say, how? So what God normally does, if he wants to answer your question, is that he will take you by revelation from your realm into his realm. Are you hearing me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So, watch. I'm trying to show you the foundations of the speakings of God. Why God makes certain statements that seem as if it's confusing. Because if you don't understand it, many times, even if God speaks to you, you wonder. Because if somebody is speaking like this, then this should be the natural outcome. You are in the natural. You are a carnal man. Eh? There is a time God told me that I will visit you. I will come and I will make you a mighty man of God. I started cleaning my Bible. I was cleaning my Bible, preparing myself, asking them the price of suit. Do you know how that thing happened? He now threw me inside the wilderness. After 3 to 4, 5 years, they were even telling me to come and preach. I said, no. I don't want again. I don't want. I don't. They said, come. I said, I don't want. You are the one that used to be a mighty woman of God. I remember the first time I came to Castle, you were there now. She was, where were you that time? Prayer secretary. Hey! Oh, you are the prayer secretary. You are the prayer secretary. Who is smoking? You have now realized why nothing was happening. Everywhere was dry. We have to bring our own atmosphere. Meanwhile, those days you were a powerful woman of God. I saw the way people were, you know, the way. That's how many of you are. Until God now takes you serious and brings you to great. They say, "Hey, what's her name even?" They say it's Hope. Hope, Hope. We have not heard that name before. Hope, 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 Hope. They will now say, it's a Dennis that recommended her. They will now say, we have heard Dennis from far. So let's write your name with pencil. So they now wrote your name with pencil. Now opened up some opened up some things. Meanwhile, if it's people that are experienced, once they see those things, they know, they get ready. Once they pick the sign. But you, when the sign is coming, you relax and sleep more. You say, "I think it's because of the way I prayed, you know, the way I prayed yesterday, when I rest a little more, I will be better." You have rested for 2 days, you are not better. I'll continue telling you until you see his arrow. They took your arrow and they are sucking your blood. You and the demon sucking the blood, you are lying down and pressing your back. The problem is that she is a woman of God. That's why. Those days, she chatted me. I gave her my number. She was, I think she even sent me, "Hey, Jesus, I don't suffer. She even sent me her write-up, everything, with picture. And I read it. After reading it, I said, I just said, I now saw it on Facebook. She even tagged me. I said, "Hey." Until she came and groaned in 24 hours. After praying and doing some things, she was evaluating herself. Fast forward. How many months now? Is it up to 6 months? Many months later. 4 months later. It's not up to, just 3 months later. And I called that woman of God. She said, "No. What happened?" When God tells you he wants to do something, even if he wants to use you, you need to understand from where he's speaking from. So when he's speaking to you, he'll be speaking as if it has happened. Are you getting the point? Why? He is dwelling in eternity. And in eternity, everything has happened. So what you need now is the instrument of faith to connect with the person speaking from the realm of eternity. Are you getting the point? But if you don't have faith, God will say, "You are healed." And you say, "But I'm still feeling from eternity it has happened." But the man in time is dwelling in a different realm. So you need something to connect with the realm of God and experience what is happening now. In his realm. Watch. So God will come and say from the mouth of Hannah, and say, Hannah said, "For the Lord killeth and what? Maketh one," the same person. You know, this thing is confusing many Bible teachers today. They say, that God is love and is love. He cannot kill, he can't do anything. That when you say God does do this and do this, that it will mean that God has a, what do they, there is a word they use, that God has mood swings. If you see some derogatory words they are using, it, if you say that, you will tear many places out of the Bible, many, half of the Bible will tear it away. The problem, well, me, when I see it, I don't really blame them. The reason is because it is not as if they are not sincere in what they are saying. It is just the realm that they are trying to capture God in time. They are trying to capture God. Are you getting the point? That if he's God now, if he's man, it is either right or wrong. But you don't judge God with morality. God is bigger than right or wrong. Who sets the standard? So for them, it is God is this or that. God is bigger than that. Meanwhile, for you to understand that, you have to be taken from the realm of time. Because if you are still time bound, earth bound, natural bound, physical bound, you will struggle to understand the fact that God kill it and make it alive. God is the one that raised people up. Do you know the Bible didn't stop there? And brings other people down. I say, how? The same God. The only way to understand it is to be taken out of time. So many things about the scripture, many things about your life, many things about the programs and prophecies of God will still continue to be confusing until people are taken out of time and they begin to see matters from the vista of God. God will come and tell you that one day is equal to 1,000. How? How do you explain that? If it's true, how many years have you lived? It will mean that when a man lives well in God one day, it is equal to 1,000 years as a mortal man. One day well lived in God's reading is equal to 1,000 years. So you appear and die. You are on earth. You died at the age of 33, and they say you died early. Did you die early? Don't be headbound. Don't be time bound. Many explanations will not come to you if you continue to look at the scriptures and the prophecies of God to your life from the perspective of what your parents are trying to explain. Something bigger is coming from eternity. That's why we pay the price that we pay. Because if you continue to judge it by time, you will say, I've prayed enough, I've fasted enough. You need to be taken to eternity. When you come there, you stop asking questions. Because your doubt will be cleared. The things you see there, it will dumbfound you. That is what some people, some men like Paul saw. Apostle Paul. When he came, he said, I saw unutterable things. And after 33 years of the ministry, the man appeared in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. He said that I may know you. It's easy for you to think that scripture is normal. It's like men. You know, it's easy for some of us to say that I may know you. Because we might be pressing so that God will use us more in this dimension, in this year, in this mountain. We are trying to get there. But when you come and men like Kumuyi, men like Baba Deboye lie down at the altar and say that I may know you, Lord. Take everything and give me you. We have to ask them, what did you see? What did you see? Because these men have had everything. As men, as ministers, the society, everybody in the world, even their enemies know that they are great. And they say that I may know you. You now, if you say that I may know you, I won't believe you. Because when young men of God say that I may know you, what some of them, what they mean is that I want power. That's what, if they transcribe it in the spirit, what your utterance means is power, power, power. more branches, more open door, more money. That's what he means. When I preach, let somebody fall. Eh? That's what they mean. More utterance. More. That's what they meant. But when you have climbed there, and just like Paul, after you have seen everything, you said that I may know you. It must mean that you have been taken out of the three-dimensional realm, and you have been brought to the realm of eternity, and you saw the vastness of God and the possibility that is given to the believer if he can press. And you say, no, can you give me 3 more years? I want to press. I don't want to do ministry. I just want to be kept one place, and my job and duty is to explore God. Because by the time you come into eternity, everything that we focused on and pursued as men will just fizzle out, and God only will be seen. Jesus will feel everywhere. He will just be too focused that any place you look is only Jesus that you see. Why not focus on him now? Men will realize this. They will know. They will realize it when they are close to the grave. They will find out that there is something that matters, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Be made conformable unto your death. Eh? This is a man. He even said, it's not as if I've not touched something. It's not as if I've not touched something. But this one thing I do. This one thing I do. Tomorrow is my... Yesterday is my enemy. It's only tomorrow that is my friend. I want 50 people here today that will consistently make yesterday their enemy. Eh? And look upon the light, the marvelous light that is shining, beckoning on us. When your eyes is open in the spirit, do you know the shape of, do you know how God brings men to eternity? Do you know how men enter into the ultimate dimension of his project for their life? It's like a light. Yes, in the spirit, it's like a light. It will be calling you. You'll be coming. When once that light consumes you, it will mean that your project in time to approximate to the maturity of God in the spirit has been consummated. Then that light will envelop you. It will mean you have transited from time to eternity. So the Bible began to tell us in the book of First Peter, he said that we are priests. Somebody read it for me. First Peter chapter 2, I think verse 9. First Peter, if you will be fast, if you are not fast, I will tell you well, quickly. Verse 9. Shekatash.
But ye are a chosen generation. But ye are a chosen generation.
Listen.
A royal priesthood.
Okay.
A holy nation.
Okay.
A peculiar people.
Okay.
That you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Watch. Are you seeing what is happening here? You didn't get that script. Huh? You left darkness. It is not something that happened. There is an approximation. The living of darkness is the movement to light. The calling is to marvelous light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When the believer starts making journey, when you come born again out of darkness, the approximation is to a realm. It is to a place. It is to a location. It is to an ultimate realm in God. And that place is called marvelous light. He said that you have been called out of darkness. And we begin to journey. You will not realize what this scripture is until you want to die. And they show you eternity. And you find out how far you are from the marvelous light. Because every man, if you are called into the kingdom, you must approach that light. Our journey is into light. If it is true, what will you do with your days upon the earth? You know what I found out? The journey is faster in this realm than in the other realm. Yesterday is my enemy. Tomorrow is my friend. And I need 50 people that will make that vow. Eh? Anytime you wake up from your bed, you are angry. You are angry that it seems as if yesterday want to trap you. Eh? Something has been said before us. The name is Marvelous Light. And if you read that scripture well, you will find out that there is a construction. There are two things that God is doing concurrently. He is doing two things. The Bible said that there is a building in his hand, the building of a temple. But there is another one. He said he is building a priesthood. Priesthood is not just a person. Priesthood is a construction in his spirit. The collocation of priests in their duty is something God is building. So by the time you actually enter into what is priesthood, you will find out that it's beyond a service. Priesthood is an organ in the spirit. So God is building the organ of priesthood. The office of the Christ Jesus sitting is the high priesthood. Oh my God. I don't want to go deep. Have you seen? Just take time and study the effort. Go back, study the effort. When you study the effort, you will find out that the effort is woven with a blue color. Sky blue. Guess what? The scripture said that every firstborn, the people, that the clothing that they wear, that there should be a little weaving with the dark blue color. Do you know what it means? It means that every man that has entered into the kingdom has a miniature, an impartation, a little measure of the office of the priesthood. There is only one priest, the high priest. Before we had any man that is a priest on earth, there is already a high priest. Priesthood didn't originate on earth. Yes, it didn't. When Abraham met that man, Melchizedek, the scripture gave a testimony. He said that this is a priest that we don't know his origin. And when the book of Hebrews was interpreting it, he said it's a priesthood after the endless life. It is eternal in scope. We didn't know when this priest appeared. He was just here and he was a priest. So we understood that wherever priesthood started, it didn't start in time. It started from eternity. So because of that, the priesthood that is happening, watch, pay attention, my friend. Because of that is held up in the heavens. When men came upon the earth and we came into Christ, we were inducted into the priesthood of God. Because that is the building that God had in heart from eternity to achieve his purposes. So every one person was blue in their clothes. Meanwhile, it was only the high priest that is wearing the regalia blue. But every believer is imparted with the blue. So we were inducted into the priesthood of God. And when we appear, we will be built. Listen, Jesus is the person. But beyond the person, there is a vessel that he inhabits. And the project of God from time to eternity is tied to that vessel. And that vessel is called the church. So what Jesus is in a person, he has invested corporately in the church. Are you with me? So that ministry that he had from eternity, what Paul was saying when he said that this is the mystery of God, Christ is the mystery of God, is that God has ordained from eternity that he wants to express himself, that he wants to show himself, that he wants to walk, that he wants to achieve every of his agenda by a system, by an office, by a person, Christ. But he said, is it not possible for us to get a corporate manifestation of the Christ? Everything that was made by the Word. It was made by the eternal Christ. But the reason why, according to the book of Colossians, is that at the dispensation of the end of age, everything will be summed up in Christ. So all God does in the end of the age is to release an electromagnetic force in the spirit. And everything that is Christ in you will be drawn to the original Christ with which everything was made. Are you getting the point now? So that's God's intention. So by the time everything is drawn to him, it is no more one man, Jesus. It is a corporate expression of the Christ. Everything that left of him will be gathered into him. That is what it means for God to build a priesthood. The priesthood left from me, and so he's working on you. So when you imagine, if you don't understand this, you will say, these people praying 24 hours, what are they doing? Leave them, they don't know anything. They don't know God's project. They think everything stops on earth. This is just a training ground. We are just trying to test. That's why don't focus on the thing. Gifts, as good as they are, you don't need it in the coming age. There are things that if you acquire here, in the coming age you have it. There are things you must pursue. Things like rank, stature. Huh? Things like wisdom. Even things like power. Power is not just people falling down. Power is ability to get something done. Oh my God, I feel charged in the spirit now. A young man met me and said that if God gives him 1/4 of what he has given me, is enough for him in this whole world. Huh? And if I look at myself, if I think as a man, I can actually say the same. Until you are carried to eternity, when you come there, they will slap you and say, look at this man. Come and see what you should have done. Come and see where you should have pressed into. Some of you need to read that book. It's not much. By Peter Tan, The Spirit Realm. That book will open your eye like nothing else. You have read it, right? You will find out that it doesn't end here. It is a little. So that it doesn't end here. We continue approaching that light. Said that believers, they appear as light in the spirit. And the more you gain stature, transformation, the more your light increases. I don't want to go there. I will get back to my scripture and stay in the scripture. But the truth is this. You access realms in God by light and energy. So it's not just that you want to have something. No. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not just that you want to have something. If you don't have that measure of light, some gates and doors will not open to you. So lights are keys. Energies open things up. That is why if you don't, by transformation and growth, enter into some energy, some light levels, measure of light, certain things will open to you. They don't respond well because by repetition, vain repetition, die. No. Am I saying that? I hope you know that Holy Ghost fire is a reality in the spirit. Yes, so. Just because some people, they told you in your church to shout Holy Ghost fire 20 times. When you finish shouting, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost. And by the time you have headache. And as you wanted to sleep, the wish even came and pressed you double portion. Hey! So what is this? Do you know why? You don't have light. The day light enters, and you lift up your hands to heaven by 12 in the night and say, fire. The demon will be saying, they will say, easy, small, fire. Elijah, if you think, let me and you shout fire. No, give him mic. Say your own fire. Me, I will say my own fire. Let's see the one that will work. What is the difference? It's light, oh. It's light and energy. I'm broadcasting from a high energy level. Huh? So, when you release it, some demons that they are like this, when they see the light coming, it's coming like thunder. It's coming to them. If you are that, you are not the demon. But if you are a demon, what will you do? And that's why some of us, when we come to certain meetings, as soon as, it's not because we are human beings like you, but as soon as they open the door and you walk in to the meeting, demonized people, they will start crying. What is in human's presence? It is in what you are trafficking. You bring it in. I was in a meeting one day, I think last year's Enugu Sonship Conference. And when I entered that last night. When I entered, one young lady, she's a prophetic, And she sees. Eh? I know you see well now. She sees. There are some things that will be happening around me. If you see it, it's trouble for you. You might not survive what you saw. Actually, yes, it's true. There are some things that can be opened up to you about me. If you want to see it, you will have a headache. It will mean that the energy level is bigger than you. A young man here said that God showed him a scroll about me and he wanted to read it. His head was cracking. He wanted to. And the thing manifested physically. You want to read which scroll? So as I entered, the young lady, watch. My target today is for us to press into God. Huh? If it's power you want, see, my own, listen. I'm not among the people that tell you it's not about power. My brother, my sister, is about power. It's about everything. You know my decision. I don't want to be shortchanged in anything that is available. It's about power, it's about money, it's about holiness, it's about character, it's about everything. By the mercies of God, God is helping me small in all of them, not one. Because you don't know who you are sent to. What the Bible called us to be is a witness. You know what it means to be a witness? When you appear before people, when they see God working in your life in a particular dimension, it will become a proof to them that God can, through a believer, do this in a righteous way. So it's not about power, it's not about power. And demons are using you and doing Siki 1 and Siki 2. Small witches that is learning project, they will come and do your nose like this, do your ear like this, and you wake up in the night. Mommy, come out of here. Hey, if you happen to, don't call me, don't shut me. You are powerless. Do you touch high tension? No, I think you can touch high tension. Touch high tension. It's not as if high tension want to touch you. You are the one that went to touch high tension. Huh? Because you won't be alive to tell the story. It's your umunna that will tell the story. So the young lady, as I was coming, the young lady suddenly saw two giant angels, very heavy, doesn't even know where they're head. And as soon as she saw it, one just slapped her on the head, and she didn't wake up till we finished. She didn't wake up. We left that night. They carried her to the room. There is such a thing. Huh? So when you stand, those people stand, people will be looking at you in the natural. I think you have been touched by people will think you are the only one standing. You know, part of the reason why God doesn't allow some of you to see this is so that you will not be too afraid. If not, sometimes when I stand here, the seraphic fire will be moving around my head. Indicted the matter, and there is nothing in time that can satisfy me again. My heart indicted the matter. I have decided to operate daily from eternity. My burdens are not fed to me from time. People source burden from time. I don't source my burden from time, because the things of time and earth will pass. If you source your burden is for your family to be good. One day it will happen. Then your burden will go. Because your burden is temporal. As of that moment, the man stops pursuing God. If your burden is to have a big ministry, one day it will come. Or it may not come. So if it comes, your burden has left. Your burden is tied to time. Eh? But when we see everything, we say, we are now ready to start, Jesus. Start with me. Start. Take ministry. Take her. Take everything. Give me you. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't. That's how you hold. You hold Jesus and you refuse to leave him. Hold him there. Because even if you die holding Jesus, if you open your eyes in the other realm, you will still be holding him. But if you hold your car, when you die, you will find out you are no more holding it. Sita kabina kubai. Listen to me, listen. Listen. Oh. I'm not at Newi now.
Shy. Faka papa boy. Shata papa kai. Fala kambe. Kori takara. Shakata bani. So ala di si fala. Nataka boria. Ale tete, ale tete, tete, tete.
Listen, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, 6b or c, he said that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Many things in God are gifts, but the more important things are rewards. They are not gifts. And that is my message to you today, that rewards are kept for diligent seekers. My desire is that God will raise amongst us diligent seekers. My target is not to raise seekers. You say, yeah, they got seekers. This one, no, that's not my target. My target is to raise diligent seekers. You know what is diligent? Hardworking seekers, disciplined seekers, daily seekers, dying seekers, desperate seekers. If at all you become a minister and you come, everybody fall under power, cripples are healed, all kinds of things happen. You come back and drop your gap, everything, and weep before God and say, I'm not satisfied. There is something more. I want something. No. I will not. Don't reward me with a spiritual gift. Don't reward me with husband, with car. It's not a reward. Don't reward me with a job. My local government chairman can give me a job. Your uncle can give you a car. Reward me with eternal things, burdens, hunger, burdens, hunger, burdens, hunger, burdens, hunger, burdens, hunger, 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 bodies, hunger. In Jesus' name, listen. The rewards of God is not kept for men that just pray. You pray, you go. It is kept for diligent seekers. Men that will tarry there and refuse to come out. It doesn't even matter what you are looking for. If it's in God, many times God will want to know and know and know how much you want it before he begins to release it. If you say you want to give up, you are tired. That's the same testimony that others had. The reason why you have extraordinary grace is because of the extra added to it. It means you are doing more. It means you are, if you are not ready to do more, forget it, it's not coming. It's not coming. The weight. The weight won't come on. And it's the weight that makes the difference. It's the weight. Listen. The Bible said that the law and the prophets were until John, Luke chapter 16, verse 16. But from that time, that the kingdom of God is preached, and what happens? Men press,
boy, I press.
No.
I will not stop here. I press.
Are you satisfied? Then you can stop here. Sani Maka Fateka Mabeli Tilo Bante Muka Patalian Bera Tua Patakete. Hey. In Jesus' name, listen. Because you are going to cry for 1 week. The kind of hunger and burden that will land on you, you will not survive it. If you want to sleep, it will drag you out of your sleep. In your sleep, you will be praying and fasting. Have you seen somebody praying and fasting enter this dream? He was praying and fasting in the dream. And in the dream, he's dreaming where he's praying and fasting. You see where you help the young man. You see where you are pressing into God. And then when you sleep, you see yourself where you are pressing into God. And in that dream, you are dreaming where you are pressing into God. As you are pressing into God, you appear. God will not tell you press. The Bible said, listen, I want to tell you, you will go and find a pillar and hold the pillar. Find somebody and hold. The Bible said that from the day of John the Baptist, that the kingdom suffered violence. If you don't be doing anyhow, no. It's for violent men. What do you want? Find a pillar. Find a share. Find a pillar. Find a partner. The way you are holding that pillar, you are not serious. So. Violence. Patakambe Namreda Pakotalia Kerianda Pataka Bambu and the Lebenakata
Bow Abapo.
Hunger begets hunger.
no, 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 no. There is more. There is more. There is more. If we press a little more, something will open. Something will happen. There is a build-up. There is a build-up. Upon Sion. Upon Sion.
Living water, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Living waters, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. 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 I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. I want to be lost in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you.
Precious Okafor.
Baby waters, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Living waters, let me drink from you. Holy Spirit, let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Let me drown in you. Living waters, let me drink from you. Holy Ghost,
I will again.
In Jesus' mighty name.